Hey, good morning, everybody. It is a Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. You hear the music, you know what it means, especially on a Wednesday. It is time for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And on your Wednesday edition, we're going to be talking with realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, and we'll talk with Caitlin right after this. All right, and we are back, and Caitlin Ramseth is in the studio. How are you doing today?
Today, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Yeah. Do you have any big goings-on for St. Paddy's Day?
I did not. It's kind of a weird year this year with all the snow and everything. It's just like I wasn't in the mood. I didn't want to leave my house.
How could you not be in the mood to have green beer?
I know.
You know, and it's spring, too.
Yeah, Monday was the first day of spring officially, and then we get all this snow.
Again. Yeah, and then we get all this snow.
I know.
Now, I would imagine this has got to be kind of a like a downtime for you guys. I mean, there's never a downtime in the life of a realty expert, but spring, I would imagine, is kind of when you guys are really geared up and ready to go. But are there things, you know, like updates, any of that kind of stuff? Say somebody's getting ready to put their house on the market this spring. What do they do? What do they do to get ready to sell?
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that, you know, we have those conversations. The phones have been ringing off the hook here the last few weeks. You can tell that a lot of people are starting to get, they're ready to come out of hibernation now, if ever the snow would stop and it would just start getting warmer out. But we have those conversations with them because they'll ask us, what is it like, what's worth their time and money right now to put into their house to get ready to sell this spring or summer? So we have those conversations. So I'll kind of break down a lot of the different items that we'll talk about with these sellers. But first, I kind of want to go over what the market is like right now.
Okay.
Because this is one of the first conversations we are having because we get asked, you know, when's the right time to sell? Is it now or should we wait till the summer?
What's inventory like?
All that fun stuff. So I kind of took a look right now and I focused only on Grand Forks and East Grand Forks.
Okay.
I do work all the surrounding areas, all the surrounding towns, but I kind of wanted to keep it local. So right now, the last week, there were 9 new listings, and this was taken from last week, not this week, just because it's only Wednesday. So last week, there was only 9 new listings in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. There's 104 active listings on the market, 7 went pending, and 12 closed. That's not a lot.
No.
9 new listings is really hard, especially with how many buyers are out there right now waiting for homes to come up. The median sale price was like the 265 range.
Okay.
And that's kind of typical for Grand Forks. It's usually around like that 270. Pretty average. And that being said, inventory right now with the between the 270,000 to 350,000, we are not seeing that much on the market. And when a home does go on the market, it's off within like 2 days.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So it's kind of a fight out there right now for that price range. And that's why we have those conversations with our potential sellers, because we say, if you are thinking about selling, let's get your home ready to sell now, because there are buyers out there waiting for your home, basically. So some of the items that we talk about on what we can do to update your house for, you know, the most cost effective. We don't want you to break the bank to have to get your house ready to sell.
Right.
Especially for sellers who are ready now. But the first one right off the bat is some minor bathroom and kitchen remodels. I know these can be a little expensive, so we're not telling you to go out and spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but doing some simple things like updating your vanity, that goes a long way, especially if you have, you know, a more outdated house. Updating the hardware, that's always a super easy fix. You can get bundles of like doorknobs and things like that on Amazon, and going from like the, you know, more outdated brassy colors to even like a matte black, it makes the cabinets
black. Everything is like the new thing.
It really is. Gold is kind of coming back too now, but even just adding those, it makes the cabinets look new, even sure. if you don't get new cabinets. Mm-hmm. So that's an easy fix right there. Getting new light fixtures in the kitchen, you could add backsplash. That makes it look like you remodeled your
kitchen. These are all things I've done like in the last 6 months.
Have you done these? Are you getting ready to sell your house?
In the next couple of years, yes.
Yeah. Well, then that's great. Yeah. So the backsplash, I mean, that makes your kitchen look updated even if you didn't update anything, you know. And then the last one's a little bit more expensive, but getting new appliances. Yeah. If you have super old appliances, just update. Stainless steel is always a popular appliance that a lot of shoppers want in a house. So that's kind of the biggest one. The other biggest expensive one would be finishing your basement, if you have one. And this is kind of, if you want to, you can. You will get a lot of value when you sell your house if you finish your basement, just because, you know, you're adding in all that square footage now of a finished basement versus an unfinished basement. And a lot of buyers, you know, they want a home that's ready to move into. They don't want to have to do all the work themselves.
Sure. Yeah.
So that would be the other biggest one. But then some other minor things are like updating the flooring. So there's a lot of homes I've been into that are, they have carpet all over and the carpet needs to be stretched out or it's old.
Yep.
That's the first thing that buyers see when they walk into the house is, especially if it's a vacant house, that's all you see is the floor.
Right, right.
So making sure that you're updating the flooring. We see vinyl a lot, laminate flooring. If there's hardwood floor, make sure that it's like nice and glossy finish.
Shiner up.
If it's super dull, it's just something that the buyers look at as another item that they have to put on their to-do list when they move in.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some items you could do with flooring.
And, you know, flooring, I know, like, Paul, the producer, he did a majority of his house on his own.
Yep.
And he's not a contractor. You know what? You can YouTube this stuff. You can Google it. You can read the instructions.
Right.
And usually there's not a lot of overhead with putting it, you know, doing something like that. And it makes a heck of a difference.
Really, there is. And in a lot of the older homes, it's really cool because they have carpet over the original hardwood floor.
Yeah.
So even just taking that old carpet off, and chances are the hardwood floor under there is probably in really good shape.
You might have to sand her down and recoat it, but it's beautiful.
It is. It's really beautiful, and that's the first thing that buyers are going to see when they walk into your house. So another item, this one is pretty common. We talk about it a lot as realtors, but putting on a fresh coat of paint in your house, this goes a long way. Yeah. It's going to freshen up the house. It's going to make the house smell almost like new.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge, people don't realize that. Yeah. That's, get that odor out of there. Paint your house.
Yep, exactly. Try to stick to neutral colors. I know sometimes you walk into a house and every room is a big, bright color, whether that's hot pink or navy blue. And it can be kind of distracting, especially if the next house they go look at is very neutral, light, open, airy, that kind of stuff. So try to stick to those neutral colors just so that you're not distracting buyers and they can kind of picture their own lifestyle living in the house, their furniture, that kind of stuff. And then this one, going into spring, I don't know if you're going to be able to do this right away, but work on your curb appeal. With all the snow, it's a little hard right now.
Yeah.
But in the next couple of weeks, hopefully everything starts to melt. Hopefully there's not a lot of flooding either this year. But working on that curb appeal, you could do exterior lights, making sure those are looking nice. A lot of times people will put on like a new front door if it's super old or beat up. Power washing your sidewalks, your driveways, your siding even. This is going to make your house stand out. And then working on your landscaping. But again, right now with the snow, it's kind of hard to do that.
You know, first impressions, your first look for me is a big thing.
Yep.
I can tell, and sometimes it bites you in the butt, but I can usually tell within about 2 seconds if I want to continue to look at this, no matter if it's a house, a car, a gun, whatever, or say, nah, I don't even want to look at it anymore. I've seen enough.
Right.
It doesn't take that much for the curb appeal like you're talking about.
Right. And when we put pictures online, the exterior of the house is the very first picture online. And that's really going to make it or break it. If you have a lot of things that need to be done to the exterior, that might turn away a lot of buyers. You know, same thing when we go through, we're getting professional photography done.
Yep.
So we want your house to look nice, but you really have to prep it in order. You know, pictures only go so far. They can be deceiving. So, yeah.
And you guys, you bring in pros. Yeah, you're not in there with your cell phone taking pictures and posting them online. I mean, you guys do the real thing. You want to get, you know, sometimes a picture on a phone just doesn't show everything.
It really doesn't. And you know, there are some agents who will use their phone, and there's nothing against that. But
there are some good cameras on phones
there
too,
is.
But
yeah, but the professional photography, that's what they do. That's their job. Yeah. They know how to get the right angles and the lighting.
You're not Caitlin Ramseth, realty expert / pro photographer.
I know.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yes. It might be fun, though. I don't mind taking pictures, but it is definitely a skill that we leave to the photographers because they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of going off to the side, if you're someone who might not be ready to sell, some tips you could do to start getting ready for the future. This is just some spring cleaning items. This also goes into if you are selling, also do these items because you don't want to miss out and neglect these. But washing your windows, this is huge, especially with all of the snow and spring rain, everything like that, that we're going to start having. Washing your windows is going to brighten every room in your house. Washing out your oven, your dishwasher, your fridge, especially if your house is currently on the market. When we hold open houses or we're doing showings, buyers are going through these things. They're opening that oven. They're looking, and they are...
They're being nosy,
mm-hmm. And you don't want them to have any negative thoughts when they leave your house.
So, right, and if they're thinking about buying this house, they can be nosy as they want.
Right, and I mean, a lot of times, like even myself, I'm not washing my oven out or my dishwasher or my fridge every time I use it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just some things that oftentimes
they might
get
open
neglected.
It up, and it might be full of dirty dishes.
Right, exactly.
At least at my house, it would be.
Yeah, right. The other items are dusting your vents out. I know those can get very dirty. Same with ceiling fans, trim. I have white trim in my house, and I am constantly having to wipe it down. Super easy, doesn't take a lot of time, but the weird thing is buyers, they're looking at every inch of your house when they're walking through it. And if, you know, you don't want to leave any negative thoughts in their head. And then the last one is vacuuming. I know I've been in a few showings where there's a lot of like dog hair, cat hair, that kind of stuff. If you have cats, you know, making sure you're cleaning out the litter boxes. Easy things that don't take a lot of time.
But, you know, and these are all things that you should just be doing all the time anyway, really, unless you're kind of gross, you know?
I
mean, we have two cats and two dogs.
Yep.
So we vacuum a lot.
Yes.
And we empty the litter box a lot.
Yep.
But that's just what you have to do, and that's what you should do.
It is. And sometimes being a realtor, we have to coach our sellers on these items because it might not be something that they think they have to do.
Oh, yeah. They might not ever get any company or anything.
Exactly. So we kind of have to make that checklist and coach our sellers on it because, again, oftentimes they are neglected items that we just need to make sure that they're getting done so that you can prep your house well to sell it or show it and ultimately get it sold.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So if you're thinking about selling, might not be this spring. Maybe it'll be later on in the fall. Never too early to get a hold of a realty expert. These are some of the things you need to be thinking about. Spring is officially here.
It is.
Whether you look outside or not, it is officially here. So you will be back on Friday.
I will be.
All right. And have you figured out what we're going to talk about yet?
I kind of want to talk about, you know, getting that pre-approval, talking about credit scores. I know a lot of people always are asking questions on what's a good credit score. Are they going to be able to get approved for a house? So we'll talk about that.
Okay. How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth?
You can call or text me. My number is 320-267-6692.
All right. We will see you Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Until then, there you go. That's realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. That's your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And we will be back with Caitlin Friday morning, right about 10 o'clock.